Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office received a call from the Fortuna Police Department on Tuesday regarding an assault in a stolen vehicle near Shively Road in Shively. The 49-year-old male victim was contacted by his 31-year-old male friend to assist him with a flat tire. While they were changing the tire, an unknown man walked out of the bushes carrying an assault rifle. The friend ran away immediately, and the suspect fired at least 4 shots at him. A woman then came out of the bushes and demanded the victim's keys and cell phone. The male suspect then struck the victim in the head with the rifle, knocking him out. When the victim awoke, his car was missing, and he later located the car with its tires slashed. Deputies are on the lookout for the two suspects. One is a white male adult with a thin face, short brown hair, about 6 feet tall and 200 pounds, with a brown shirt and blue jeans. The second is a white female adult, 5'2", 160 pounds, with blonde curly hair below the shoulders and a black shirt with white accents. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Dance Fire, which began on Monday evening near Orleans and which has burned more than 650 acres, destroyed one residence and several outbuildings, is now about 60% contained, according to the latest Six Rivers National Forest news. The fire forced the evacuation of some residents, but as of 9 o'clock this morning, all evacuations have been lifted. Fire crews have made good progress against the blaze, which is moving towards Black Mountain. Night crews conducted burnout operations, helping to secure the north and northwestern edges of the fire. Firefighters continue to face difficulties in the area east of Camp Creek Road due to steep terrain, but crews have focused on strengthening line in that region. Officials held a public meeting in Orleans last night to update residents on the latest developments, and another public meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at the Karuk Department of Natural Resources. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Dance Fire, along with wildfires at the Labrador and the Douglas Complex in southern Oregon, continue to generate smoke and affect the air quality in Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. Smoke concentration will vary depending on location, weather, and proximity to the fire. For more information, contact the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District. The Sheriff's Office has made 4 arrests in connection with a robbery and assault that occurred in the 2700 block of Eel River Drive in Lolita on July 10th. The 57-year-old victim, who arranged a deal with 2 women to purchase prescription drugs, was assaulted by 2 men at the Lolita residence. The victim jumped out of a window to avoid the attackers, and the suspects proceeded to steal his truck. Deputies arrested 32-year-old Darlene Vandepol, 38-year-old Zachary Chapman, and 28-year-old Tristina Roberts earlier this month. They were all booked into jail on robbery and conspiracy charges. On Saturday, 39-year-old Von Keener was arrested by a CHP officer on Singley Road in Lolita. He was booked into jail on kidnapping, robbery, and assault charges. He is being held without bail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. They can be found on street corners, outside of businesses, and everywhere in between. The transient population can be found just about everywhere in Humboldt County, asking residents for money and creating problems for the police. One explanation for the large homeless population is the county's marijuana culture, as many transients are looking for jobs in the marijuana industry. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein provided an example.
We just contacted a guy at Burger King that was basically showering in a bathroom. They called us. We got him out of there. But he was from Pennsylvania, and he had come to Humboldt County looking for a trimming job. And that's the kind of transients that we're seeing roll into town.
Doberstein went on to outline efforts the city of Fortuna is taking to control its ever-increasing homeless population.
It's not new for Fortuna. We've always had that element there, but it's increased over the last year or two. So we've done some things. We've done a camping ordinance, for example, and that's helped out a lot. Making it illegal to camp on public or private land, and been contacting people panhandling around the city. And I've noticed a decrease in that type of activity in Fortuna.
Doberstein advises that you avoid giving money to transients, as he believes it will only exacerbate the problem. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.